You have your Bible this morning, turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 1. The Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Now watch this. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." I want to preach just a little while this morning, if the Lord will be my help. And if He don't, there won't be nothing said. But if He'd hide us behind the cross, I'd like to preach just a little while this morning. And in my Father's house, we can only imagine. In my Father's house, we can only imagine. Well, I tell you, I think about the good Lord and what He's done for me. Like how He come to me when I wasn't looking for Him. An old lost sinner on my way to hell. But He come to me and He loved me like He does. And I thank Him for that. And I think about my Father in His house. And I want to say this morning that our God is a great big God. Our God is omnipresent. He can't be confined to one place. He can't be confined to one spot. And He can't be confined to one time. But God is ever present. And He's always on time. Amen. We thank Him for that. We can't pin Him down to a place. But we know that heaven is His home. Heaven is a place where King Solomon would recognize God when he began to dedicate the temple, in the temple that he built for God's glory, after David couldn't build it. And God said, "I'm going to let your son build a temple to honor me." And King Solomon built that temple. We see it over in 1 Kings. If you want to turn to 1 Kings chapter 8, we see the magnificent hand of God as He began to deal in these magnificent things of men. In 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 27, the Bible says, But will God indeed dwell on the earth?" Now that's a question. He said, "Will God dwell on the earth?" He said, "Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built it." Amen. He said, "Hey, the heaven of heavens can't contain the good God of glory. He's too big for all that, even for heaven." He said, "It can't contain Him." He said, "How can heaven how can a temple here contain the God of glory?" He goes on in 2 Chronicles in chapter 2 in verse 4, and he says, "Behold, I build an house to the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it to Him and to burn before Him sweet incense and for the continual showbread and for the burnt offerings, morning and evening, on the Sabbaths and on the new moons and on the solemn feast of the Lord our God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel, and the house which I build is great." Now watch this. "For great is our Lord above all gods." Amen. Bless His holy name. But in verse 6, he goes on and says, "But who is able to build Him an house, seeing the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain Him? Who am I then that I should build Him an house, save only to burn sacrifice before Him?" He said, "Only thing I can do is furnish Him a place where we can just offer up sacrifices and praise to God." I want to say, hey, this is not a building. It does not contain God, but it's a place where we offer up sacrifices and praises unto Him. Sacrifice of praise, sacrifice of rejoicing, sacrifice of blessing, asking Him prayers, seeking His face and His guidance and His leadership for our lives, that we might be changed from the inside out. I'm telling you, that's what we need today. You know, you can take a pig and polish it up, clean it up and put a bow on it, but at the end of the day, it's still a pig. I want to say, we can clean up men on the outside, but praise God, when God cleans you up on the inside, there's a difference in you. Praise God, and everybody around you will begin to see. Amen. It's Solomon. He said, hey, God is a great big God. He said, we can't confine Him to any one place, but we can have a place just like this, where we come together in spirit and in truth to worship Him and to magnify His name and to lift Him up above everything that this world has and to give Him all the glory for every day that we have to live and to worship Him. Bless His holy name. What a Savior that we have. Amen. Glory be to God. The Father's house. That's heaven. Amen. It's a place. Number one, it's a place of God's administration. Amen. That's where He administers. It's kind of like the White House for the president. Amen. That's where He conducts His business. That's amen. Glory be to God. That's what the Father's house is. Amen. It's that place of authority, that seat of authority, God. That's what the Father's house is. A place, praise God, where He's seated in all the authority of heaven and in earth. Praise God. I don't understand why people want to dethrone God and take away from Him His magnificence and His glory. Amen. We need to see God high and lifted up. Praise God is the good God, and not only of our lives, but of heaven and of earth. I'm glad the Lord Jesus told us that He said, I have all power in heaven and on earth. Praise God. I'm glad we should never limit God in what He's able to do. Amen. Praise God. He's able to do all things. Amen. It's a place of His commandments. Amen. That's what heaven is. A place where He gives His commandments and His decrees. So He reaches down and speaks to us and shows us the way that He would have us to go. Amen. He's not dictating to us. He's just saying, glory be to God. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but praise God, there's a way that's right in the eyes of God. Amen. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad for that? I'm glad God don't have no gray areas. I'm glad God paints us a perfect picture of His praise. Amen. Glory be to God so that we can honor and give Him glory for all that He does.
Amen.
Amen. But the Father's house, that's where He passes down the commandments and the decrees. But I want to say, praise God, that's also where His throne is. Amen. That's where God rules from. I want to say, praise God, no matter what the world may say, God's still in control. God's still in charge.
Amen.
Amen. These things that we see taking place and playing out before us, praise God, that's exactly perfect in the perfect will of God. God allows this stuff. He said this place would wax worse and worse before the end, but glory be to God, and no matter how bad it gets, Brother Bill, it don't change God.
Amen.
Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Why everybody around us is changing. Everybody else is so-called going with the flow. Praise God. God just keeps on being God day by day. I'm glad for that. Praise God. Because He's my God and my Lord and my Savior. If you're a child of God, He's your God and your Lord and your Savior. Praise God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. God will see you through and deliver you safe over home in just a little while in my Father's house. If we could only imagine. Can you imagine Him sitting up there on the throne of grace? Full of majesty, full of royalty. Amen. Glory be to God. See, not much is mentioned about heaven. Not much is mentioned, Brother Andrew, about the Father's house. We get a few little pictures into the Father's house. Amen. We get a few glimpses into what takes place over at the Father's house. Amen. Praise the Lord. We see in Paul. Paul said that he was taken up, praise God, and he heard some unspeakable things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Could you imagine being present into the throne room of God? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1. Paul says this. Said, it's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one called up to the third heaven. Amen. The praise of the seat of God. Bless His holy name. He said, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Amen. He said, I don't know if I, he said, hey, but I don't know if he was, that man was dead or alive, but praise God, he was taken up out of here and brought into the presence of royalty. He was brought into the glory of God. Amen. Where we could see Him as He was. Boy, as God's people, if we could only see Him as He is, the magnificence of God and His glory, amen, unspeakable and full of truth, it would change our lives forever. It'd change an aspect of our lives forever. Amen. He said how that He was called up, verse 4, how He was called up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. He said, praise God, said he was caught up. He said, I don't know if he was in the flesh or out of flesh. He said, God only knows that. Praise, I don't know if he's alive or dead. God only knows that. But praise God, he was taken out of here into the presence of God. And he began to hear things uttered from the throne of grace. He began to hear things, praise God. That man couldn't even pin down. Praise God, as he began to hear God conducting his royal business in his magnificence, praise God, in all of his glory. Amen. Praise God. We can only imagine this morning what a spectacular, what a spectacle that was to behold. As Paul began to hear the praises of God and the things of God as they transposed around the throne of grace. We can't even picture it in our mind. Our mind ain't able. Our mind ain't big enough to get a hold of the throne room of God. Amen. Our mind ain't big enough, because if our mind was big enough to get a hold of God, then God wouldn't be big enough to be our God. Amen. But we can't imagine how great God is. We can't imagine what heaven's going to be like. We can't imagine the throne room of God. Amen. But we get little glimpses out of it. Remember Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6, praise God, he went into the presence of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, he said, in the year that King Uzziah died. Hello, he said, you know what? He said, the year King Uzziah died. He said, I believe Isaiah, he had his, Paul said, praise God, I heard some glorious thing coming out of the throne of grace. And Uzziah said, Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I got my eyes off the king. He said, I got my eyes off the world, and I got my eyes on God. And I seen magnificent things that I'd never seen again. Listen, or seen before. I want to say glory to God. If we'd forget about everything in this world and put our focus on God, amen, glory to God, there's no telling what we'll see even in the day we live. Amen. Praise God. We'll see some things from God. Paul said, hey, so I begin to see, I have visions, I have revelations, praise God. God began to reveal things to me I'd never even thought about before. Amen. And then Isaiah, he tells us about the things he saw. Spectacular things, praise God, that was literally out of this world. Amen. He says, in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah 6 and 1, I saw also this Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Praise God. He said, when I got my eyes off the world and I got my eyes on God, he said, I see the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. I seen him sitting on a holy throne. Praise God. I seen his glory and splendor. Praise God. I seen his strength. He said, I seen the glory of the Lord all about him. Amen. He said, I began to see the seraphims. Amen. They stood. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face. With twain he covered his feet. With twain he did fly. Amen. They was there to do the bidding of God. And he said, and one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. We can't recognize it, but the seraphims of glory are crying it out. Holy, holy, holy. The world, the earth is full of God's glory. We look around it. Well, I tell you, I love springtime. I was up there at the garden the other day, and out there at the end of the row, and there's a whole bunch of honeysuckle vines. And I was sitting there, and boy, you talk about that sweet smell. There's nothing like the smell of spring, that honeysuckle in bloom. Glory be to God. These folks from up north probably don't know nothing about that. But praise God, you ought to find you some honeysuckle, glory to God. Hey, you know you can pull them little ends out and suck them. They're sweet. Amen. We used to do that as young. Did you ever do that? I'd pull the end out of that honeysuckle, me and my cousins, we'd wear a plant, honeysuckle plant out. Amen. Lord, the bees wouldn't get none of that. But praise God, I want to say there's nothing like the glory of God. And every little thing that we see, praise God, when we begin to give Him praise for it and glory for it, amen, praise God. God is magnified, He's lit up, and we begin to see Him in His splendor and His glory and His magnificence. But Isaiah got a little peek into glory, and he said, glory, glory, glory. Amen. He's seen these holy things as ministering to God. And he says, woe, woe is me. He said, boy, all the splendor of God. He said, I'm nothing to compare. He said, I'm unclean. He said, I'm undone. I'm an unclean person. But praise God, God come down, He touched him, praise the Lord, made him clean. Amen. And then God asked the question. He said, He took away his iniquity. Praise God. And he stirred in his heart and he heard a voice from the Lord. He said, "Whom shall I send?" He said, "I need somebody to go for and just tell people how good God is." Amen. He said, "Who can I send?" And old Isaiah, glory be to God, he was caught up in the moment. Glory to God. He said, "Lord, here I am. Send me." Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the way we ought to be. We ought to get so caught up in the goodness of God. Amen. Realize how great and mighty He is. We get caught up in it. Glory be to God. And we just say, "Lord, here I am. Send me." You know what He did? Without any reservations. Amen. He just stepped out on faith and he went with God. And boy, God began to bless him. Of course, he preached for a long time. Nobody was listening. He said, "Lord, how long?" He said, "Till the earth without habitation." He said, "Till there's nobody else to preach. Just keep preaching. Keep telling them the good word. Tell them how much God loves. Tell them how great God is." He said, "To end," he said, he thought his ministry was a failure. But praise God, God spoke to him. He said, "I'm going to preserve a tent." He said, "A tenth of these folks, praise God, you're preaching to." He said, "I'm going to bless them for my glory." Amen. So we see, Paul, he heard some unspeakable things. See, Isaiah, he was overwhelmed with what he saw. Praise God. When he saw, got a peek into glory in the throne room of heaven. Amen. But then we see old Stephen. Remember the old prophet, the old saint of God, Stephen? Right? That first martyr that was martyred for the cause of Christ over in Acts chapter 6. Bless his holy name. We see Stephen as he was being accused, as he was preaching the gospel for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. And he preached, he was preaching the gospel, and they said, "Hey," and they took him and they began to rebuke him, but he was faithful. The Bible said he was full of the Holy Ghost of God. And he would keep, "Hey, glory be to God." And he just kept preaching and plowing that old gospel plow. Amen. In Acts chapter 6 and verse 15, the Bible says, "And all that sat on the council looked steadfastly on him." Amen. Okay, now I want you to just envision this. I want to paint you a picture here. I see old Stephen as he was trying to stand up for God, the Holy Ghost of God all over him. Amen. I mean, it was real what he had. Amen. And glory be to God. And he began to preach. He began to tell them about the good God of glory and the Lord Jesus Christ. And them folks got out there and he was sitting there with God all over him, telling them about the Lord Jesus Christ and how good and gracious he was. And they looked upon him and they said his faith was, he said, it looked like he was looking at an angel, praise God. Amen. Somebody from glory, a messenger from God. Amen. They saw his face as it had been the face of an angel, praise the Lord. And then Stephen begins to tell him about the goodness and the grace of God. He walks them right down through, praise God, from Father Abraham all the way to the crucifixion, resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "This man, praise God, who you crucified and put to death." The Bible says in Acts chapter 7 and verse 50, let's just go back to 54. Acts 7 and 54 says, "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart." You know, that's what God deals with. Amen. God deals with the heart. Hey, so many people today that's got Jesus in their head, but we've never got Him in our heart. I won't say till we make that 16-inch transition, praise God, we'll never be the child of God that He wants us to be. We can have Jesus in our head. We can have knowledge in our head. We can have verses in our head. We can have all these things in our head. But till we get the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart, praise God, it'll be of none effect. Amen. But when we get the Lord Jesus Christ and He moves into our heart and He takes up His abode, praise God, we begin to see the God of glory enthroned in His magnificence and all of His glory. Amen. He said, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on Him with their teeth. They began to rebuke Him and put Him down and say, "You crazy thing. We know the law. We know what the Bible says. We know who He's supposed to be." And they just beat on Him and beat on Him with their lips. The Bible said He stood fast. But He, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly. Now watch this. Now He didn't say, He said looked up steadfastly into heaven. Now Stephen didn't look up toward heaven. Amen. Stephen, the Bible said, glory be God, he was full of the Holy Ghost and he looked up into heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. The skies and the clouds were rolled back and he might see the portals of glory. Amen. Stephen got to look in and see, praise God. I want to say, hey, what we need today and how we live is to look in and see the magnificence of God. Amen. Stephen got to look in. Amen. And he saw what? The glory of God. Amen. He saw the splendor of the throne. Praise God, the glory of God. And Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Amen. Stephen looked up there. The heavens was rolled back. Praise God. The skies opened up. And praise God, he got to see in the glory. See the throne room of God. And he saw Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Here's the throne of God. Here's God Almighty. And Jesus standing beside the throne. Hey, glory be to God. And he was a looking out. I want to say praise God. He sees all that we do. Amen. He knows what we need. Bless his holy name. Amen. Glory. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Amen. Glory be to God. To those that was in unbelief, he said, if you'd only believe, you can see heaven opened up. And praise God, Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father where he makes intercession for me and you. Amen. You know, he's still interceding today for old sinners. Still interceding, praise the Lord, for old sinners. And then the Bible says, then they cried with a loud voice and stopped their ears. Now watch this. They stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord. You know, it's kind of like the world today. They said, we don't want to hear nothing about Jesus. We don't want to hear about the good things. God, boy, how crazy is that? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, they so-called Christians. And say, I don't want to hear about God. I don't hear about God. I don't hear about the Bible. I don't hear about the blood. Amen. Without shedding of blood, there's no remission. No putting away. But Jesus shed his blood, praise God, so that we could go free. And Jesus, I saw they cried. They ran upon him. The Bible says, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their coats at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. I won't say Saul. Saul is Saul of Tarsus. And he never got over it. Amen. There was some things that Stephen was saying, praise God, that was going into his mind, lodging his, praise God, and the Holy Ghost of God was a massaging that around, and he was pushing it down into his heart. Amen. I like it when God, the Holy Ghost, takes it out of your head, rolls it around a little bit, Brother Robert, and pushes it down into your heart. And I think, hey, I say, glory be to God. Lord, just push it on down there. Let it saturate my soul and give me that good stuff from the throne of grace, from the Word of God. I might take it and digest it, praise God, and it might be a help to my soul. Amen. They took him outside and they... And the Bible said in verse 59, and they stoned Stephen. What was Stephen doing? Stephen wasn't paying much attention. He was looking up into glory. He was looking at Jesus. He was seeing the throne room of God. He was looking into the portals of glory. Amen. He was saying things, praise God, that Paul said is unspeakable things. Praise the Lord. The Bible said he was saying, and they stoned Stephen calling upon God. Amen. And saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Amen. He was a thought. Hey, man, he had done God a connection. He was talking to the Lord, and he said, Lord God, receive my spirit. That part, it's helped me to move and breathe and have my being. Praise God. That's Ecclesiastes 12 and 7 says, the body goes back to dust which it comes, but the spirit goes back to God that give it. He said, Lord, praise God. He said, they're rocking me to sleep. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I want you to receive my spirit. Take it unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. In my Father's house. He said, some things in the Father's house. He said, I could only imagine, but praise God, I'm getting a peek into glory. I'm seeing into the Father's house. Praise God. He said, they're rocking me to sleep. Amen. You said, preacher, I thought they were stoning him to death. Yeah, they were. But in Stephen's mind, praise God, they was just rocking him to sleep. Praise the Lord. And he was calling upon the Lord. And the Bible says he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. That means he died. Amen. But he said, but I can see this in my mind's eye. I got a hold of this the other day, and I about had me a spell in my little old study. That thing ain't big enough for me and God both sometimes. If I got a hold of that out there and I thought I could just see old Stephen, and he was a rocking him, and rocks was a hitting him and a pelting him, and he was on his knees. He was looking for a glory be into the throne of God. He said, if this is what dying is, he said, glory be to God. He said, Lord, don't hold them accountable for this. Praise God, it's all right. Praise the Lord. Stone on, fellas. Stone on, amen. I'm seeing the better side. Amen. Glory be to God. We can only imagine what old Stephen was seeing as they was rocking him to sleep. Bless his holy, praise God, bless the holy name of God. And God received him up. Praise God, the first martyr of the church. Praise the Lord. He was seen in my father's house. Praise God. We can only imagine what's taking place. Let me give you one more and I'll quit. I remember over in Revelation chapter 4, John on the Isle of Patmos. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, said, I, John, who also, verse 9, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos. Why? For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. He said, they separated me out. Amen. He said, they took me away from everybody that I knew. He said, but in my Father's house, he said, there's many mansions. In my Father's house, he said, there's better things. Praise God. He said, hey, in my Father's house, you can only imagine. Amen. In Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, he said, after this, after he had told the churches what was going to take place, after he had told us basically what was going to transpire through the ages, he said, after this, I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, a trumpet talking with me. You know what a trumpet means? It means there was a distinct sound. The Bible says a trumpet gives a distinct sound. He said it was a sound. It was a voice, praise God, speaking that he knew. Amen. The Bible says, John says, my sheep know my voice. So Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and I am known of mine. Praise the Lord. And he said, there was a voice. He said, I heard a voice, as it were a trumpet talking with me, and saying, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. He said, hey, come up. He said, come up into the Father's house. He said, we can only imagine what John saw when he went up and he viewed into the Father's house. Amen. Could only imagine. Praise the Lord. He said, immediately I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Did you notice it didn't say three or four sat on the throne? He said, there's one God and one mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus. Bless his holy name. Amen. That's what's in the Father's house this morning. Amen. He's one God and one mediator, the man Christ Jesus. Through the Holy Ghost of God that speaks to our heart and gives it. John beloved seen it, praise God. He gazed into the portals of glory and he saw the magnificence of God. Amen. We can only imagine what he saw. He saw a throne set in heaven and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like an emerald. Could you imagine what John was beholding in glory? He began to peek into heaven. Amen. He said around about the throne were 24 elders and upon the seats. And I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. He got a peek into glory. We can only imagine what he saw when he looked into heaven, into the Father's house. Amen. In the Father's house, praise God. We can only imagine what's in the Father's house. But I want to say one day in a little while, praise God, we can look and we can take a tour of the Father's house. Amen. But there's only one way. There's only one way we make that tour of the Father's house. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it takes believing and trusting Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To make it to the Father's house. We can only imagine what's there. We can only imagine those. He talks about those saints of God gathered around the throne of grace and a rainbow around about the throne representing the mercy of God. We can only imagine that. But praise God, in a little while, if we trust and believe on Lord Jesus Christ, we can see it with our eyes. Amen. We can see the Savior of our soul for ourselves. But we must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart. The death, burial, and the resurrection. That Jesus got up, praise God. The blood he shed on Calvary for the sins of the world. That he came to seek and to save. Little Andrew, old sinners like me and you. Amen. To lift us up out of our sin, praise God. To deliver us from the power of sin. And to set our feet upon the solid rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In my Father's house. We can only imagine what's there right now. But one day the Bible said we look through a glass darkly, but one day the Bible said we'll see it face to face. Amen. One day in a little while, praise God, we've got so much to look forward to in the Father's house. Amen. Amen. I got to think about that. I like the Father's house. You remember going down to Mom and Daddy's? Remember going to Grandma and Grandpa's when you was a kid? Amen. You go down to Grandma and Grandpa's when you was a kid. Amen. You didn't knock on the door. Amen. That was Grandma and Grandpa's house. Amen. That's like Mom and Daddy's house. You don't knock on the door. Praise God, you go and open the door because, praise God, you're home. Amen. Glory be to God. I say when we come to the Father's house, we don't have to knock on the door, praise God, because we'll be home. We'll be in the presence of God and royalty, praise God. Hey, praise the Lord. There'll be a welcoming committee. Amen. Can you think of all those brothers and sisters, those aunts, uncles, mamas and daddies? Praise God, it's gone on before. I mean, that died, that loved the Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His appearing. See, that's the only way we'll make it to heaven. Amen. When we get God, the Lord out of our head and into our heart and we begin to look for Him. Hey, He's coming. One day in a little while, praise God, we're going to be with Him where He is. I'm expecting till He comes. And I look for Him every day. I'm like, oh, Elijah, when he's up on the mountain, he sent the servant up and he says, go up and look and see if you see any signs of rain. The servant went up and came back, went up seven times. And the seventh time he went up, he said, man of God, he said, I look out over the sea there and I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm a looking for that cloud. Hey, it may only be the size of a man's hand. Amen. Elijah said, he said, gather them up, gird up your robes. He said, get down off the mountain because I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Praise God. When God begins to pour out upon us His blessings and His mercy and His love, praise God, and draws us unto Himself. Praise the Lord. He's doing that a little bit now here. Amen. He pulls us over into glory, over to the spout where the glory comes out. And He gives us just a little bit of glimpse into heaven, what it'll be like. Amen. When we gather over on yonder shore in the Father's house, we can only imagine how magnificent it's going to be. Because, hey, listen, the best service we have, just when we're praising Him, giving Him glory, when we worship Him in spirit and in truth, taking His word, putting it in our heart, living for the Lord, God, please help me. Amen. The best day that we have here, praise God, won't even compare to that glorious day over there. When we're in the Father's house, we can only imagine what it's going to be like. But boy, I tell you what, I look for it with anticipation. Amen. This old world, it ain't got nothing for us. Abraham said we're just pilgrims passing through. He said we're sojourners on our way to another land. Amen. We're just passing through here. Praise the Lord. And one day in just a little while, we're going to be in heaven if we're a child of God. That main thing to do, young, is put our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and think about the Father's house. Amen. How magnificent it'll be over there. You say, well, preacher, why you do that? Because that way when you have bad days down here, you praise God, you say, there won't be none up there. Amen. There won't be no more bad days up there. Praise God. It'll just be a time of joy. All the sorrow and heartache and the crying, the tear. There'll be no death in heaven. Praise God. Just living and loving and rejoicing all throughout eternity. World without end. Amen. Praise the Lord. Life's fleeting here. Bible says it's like a vapor and it's gone. But He says, in my Father's house, praise God, we can only imagine what's taking place in my Father's house. Can you imagine all them old saints of God? I mean, I've been here a little over 10 years. And just think about the ones that went out of here, Sister Dot and some of these other, praise God, that loved the Lord and was looking for His appearing. Amen. Amen. You know what they're doing? what we can only imagine is doing now. Amen. We can only imagine the joy that they're beholding in the Father's house. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how can we enjoy all that in the Father's house? By accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Just getting in, praise the Lord. And say, Lord, forgive me an old sin. Save me from my sins. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, as I put my faith and my trust in You, Lord. Praise God. That's what makes the difference. He's the only way. He said, I am the way. Praise the Lord. He's the way. He's the way to the Father's house. Amen. And He said, if I go and prepare a way, He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also.